The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right, now, I really have struggled with what to call this episode, because this episode is a teaching episode. It was, you know, technically they all are, but I'm really going to be teaching y'all something on this one. So this episode, I'm going to call Nine Lives. Because between last week and this week, something amazing has happened to me. Oh my God. I don't know how many of y'all are superstitious, but I was raised superstitious. I mean, if you was sweeping and cleaning and the broom accidentally hit somebody's foot, they about to throw your ass across the room having a fit. Oh my God, you know, you got to do this, turn around with some salt, throw some salt over your shoulder and, you know, all this other crazy shit. You had to do extra stuff to go in and out of somebody's house. You know, we still take our shoes off and all this other things. You don't bring spirits in this damn house. What the fuck wrong with you? Okay, well, I didn't know the damn spirit was coming with me. You know, it's just shit like that when you're growing up. You're just like, I am a kid, okay? I am a kid, meaning I don't know. But you know what? They think you know some shit as a kid because you just crossed over again, as the people would say. And so, you know, your ass is supposed to be fresh knowledge with your monkey ass. I think it might be fresh knowledge with them babies in the damn nursery. You know, they don't even let you go look at the motherfuckers in the nursery no more. I used to go and look at babies in the nursery. Just, you know, if you ever had to go to the hospital, you'd be like, okay, where the nursery at? You know, because I just want to sit in this room with this motherfucker and they over here eating porridge. So, you know, let me go and walk over here to the nursery and look at babies. Of course, they was all fucking asleep. They had them all swaddled in sleep. And I guess that's by design, because if they was awake, the motherfuckers just might tell on somebody. You know, you get to looking at them and you see somebody and you have a deja vu moment. My daughter said, Mama, I thought everybody had deja vu moments. Deja vu and clairvoyant and all that other stuff is totally two different things. She don't understand. You're not just remembering old shit all the time. It's coming to you. It's trying to tell you something. This stuff is messages. So, anywho, let me get to the meat of it. I mean, I'm telling you, I was raised superstitious and superstitious and religious and all of that. And I remember a black cat crossing my path, and these family members and shit that I grew up with, they would turn all the way the fuck around all because of a damn cat crossing the path. Like, damn cat come through. That's supposed to have been bad luck. If a black cat crossed your path, that was considered bad luck. So as I got older, I was like, well, fuck it. You know, I ain't gonna lie, though. I'm still a little fucked off if a mirror breaks. I don't fuck with mirrors. I still got a little fear with them jokers. I still think it's some shit with those. I look at it. You look good. You got dressed. You good. Okay, get the fuck out that mirror. But, I think I had an experience or something with some mirrors when I was little. So I don't fool with mirrors, right? Okay. I'm going to get to the meat of it. Why I call it Nine Lives. So, and I'm still thinking about this black cat staring at me one day. Ugh, interesting. Interesting. So, you know, as black people, we've been so programmed to be extra religious or superstitious. That was included. That was included. Like, you know, a plug and play type shit with the religion was to also, you know, be fearful of certain shit. Certain stuff was labeled as being witchy or, you know, witch or demonic and stuff of that nature. Well, let me get to the meat. Because I know a bunch of y'all are going to go ahead and finally leave me a damn message or hit me up on the DM because you're curious. It's something, some of y'all that are really curious and experiencing shit in your life and you want to know about it. Right? All right. So I have made this vow to sharpen my intuition. Okay? Like, I've always had a strong discernment, but I want to sharpen my intuition. I want to sharpen my ability to my psychic abilities. That's what I'm going to say. I want to sharpen my visually being able to see stuff or hear it, whichever way it comes to me. I want to, you know, work on that. Okay. Best way to work on something that you doing like that is to get a psychic reading. See how it's done. Understand the methods of it. You know, see if how accurate somebody is. I've had a couple of those. And they just told me the spirit's telling you need to fucking leave that fuck boy alone. Spirit's telling you need to think about shit going on in your life. Yeah, that's what this card right here mean. This card here mean don't give up no pussy for a week and make your bed. Oh, okay, bitch, that's impossible. But all right, I get it. And so, you know, I took that as a grain of salt. And they tell you some shit like that. That card means that. That card means this. So far. Your birthday means this. Woot, 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 woot. Okay. So now I've lost my interest in psychics because they all sound like that. And that shit just wasn't hitting on me for nothing. So let's take it a step further. Let's go get a medium. The medium, which is the connection between this lifetime and others. They do soul readings and things of that nature. Okay, so let's give it the medium. All right, well, what do I ask for? You know, I'm scanning and shit, looking for what is it that I ask for. So I said, well, you know, I put it to the universe. Hey, I need an Akashic reading. So the Akashic reading is where the soul has DNA mapping, basically. And these records are kept marked on your soul. Like your DNA tells everything, who you are, all the way stripped back, the DNA of the body. Well, the soul has DNA as well. DNA has just been around longer than we have. And, you know, amazing, right? Okay. So I get lucky. I find somebody that does Akashic records and readings. Akashic readings, yeah. So, you know, I'm open. My mind is open to hear whatever is said to me. I'm like, I'm not going to ask some questions. I'm just going to receive everything that's given to me. So, hi, how are you doing today? Well, you know, God Haley has allowed me to see 4 of your lifetimes. You've lived many lifetimes. And I thought, you know what? Every time I turn around, niggas telling me I'm an old soul. Every time I turn around, people telling me you got a twin. I've seen you somewhere before. Every time I turn around, it's really, everything is so damn familiar. I'm staring at this lady in the spice shop. And it's weird because it's like, I don't know her, but I like her. it was a good feeling towards her. It wasn't like, that bitch is crazy, like it was with another one. Okay, I walked in this one store. The bitch turned sideways and looked at me. And I got the fuck up out of there. That shit didn't sit right. Like, she read me. She read who the hell I was or whatever. I don't know. So let me get back to the meat. So she's telling me all these amazing things about me. Now, honestly, I have been diving into the spiritual world for a while now. So a lot of it I kind of knew. But though it was confirmation, and I was just like, wow, I always thought that, but I didn't want to toot my own horn. Okay, yeah, I'm loving that. So then she said, well, let me get a little bit and dive into your lifetimes. I was like, ooh, okay, yeah, let's get to that. I did what? I was a who? You was a hoe in that lifetime. You was a witch in that lifetime. And you was a hoe and a witch in that lifetime. And in this lifetime here, this one, you was the hoe of hoes. Like, you was the hoe master. You helped hoes. You taught hoes. And you beat up men for hoes. Like, you protected hoes. You was a hoe protector. Now, I'm putting this in my terms. Of course, she put it in nice, eloquent, sweet ways of telling the story. But it was just, wow. Wow. And, you know, and then on this other lifetime, you and a bunch of your hoes was hiding because people was trying to kill y'all. And y'all was traveling from Massachusetts to New Orleans so y'all could hide because y'all was some witchy bitches. Man, look at here. I got so intrigued. I was like, wow. Oh, my God. You know what them dudes are? Wow. Oh, my God. I was all excited and shit. And then the thing about it, she said, yeah. And those eight bitches that you was on that plane with, I mean, not the plane, damn, the boat. Y'all was at the bottom of the boat and shit, and they was hiding, and they put their luggage on shop for y'all and shit because y'all was some witchy bitches. So she said, yeah, those eight ladies that you was with in that lifetime are around you now. She said, but they all can't handle the fact that they was witchy bitches. Like, you know, some of them might be bougie bitches. And, you know, some of them might not can handle, bitch, you was a witch. Bitch, you was a witch with me. We was a whole goddamn coven hoe. You know, they can't handle that shit. So I'm going to tell them through the podcast. Y'all going to listen to this shit and be like, I knew it was something with your monkey ass. But basically, she said, I can spear women into doing shit all the time. Oh, my God. I've had four or five friends fucking say that shit in this lifetime. Like, you always get me into some shit back. Fact, nigga, every time I was in some fucked up shit, I was with you. I ain't had nothing to do with your baby daddy, so don't blame that shit on me. I had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. I had shit to do with how you handled or mishandled your portal. So, anywho. But, you know, let me just tell you what's so amazing as well, because you wouldn't think these messages had anything pertinent for me in this lifetime. Oh, my God, but they do. So each one of these lifetimes that she told me, all these things really prepared me for some things that I need to do in this lifetime. They have not only prepared me, but it's almost damn near silenced me. I do this podcast, but when I tell you that knowledge changed me, I am changed. I promise you, I am changed, and I had to. It's incredible. It's amazing. I don't have the fucking words to explain what happened to me. It's like a light switch came on. It's like a metamorphosis clicked in my head, everything. And I saw everything that she told me. You know, she said, oh, that guy you had been fucking this year or whatever. Oh, he was your daddy in another lifetime. That's why y'all's relationship is the way it is. Oh, okay. And your baby girl right there. Oh, in another lifetime, this is who y'all was. And you kind of figure out, well, why the hell I keep linking up with these niggas? Oh, you have karmic energy with them. And, you know, they haven't left you because y'all got to figure out some shit. Man, when I tell you, as a listener to my ass, you may think I'm crazy. You may think I just talk about sex. And I do talk about it a lot, which that cleared up too, because I must have been like really into sex, like a little sex goddess in one of my lifetimes, which I approve that. And that I would say, well, that definitely sounds like me. Definitely. But the awakening of all of that stuff was incredible. So I got on the phone and I called all my friends and told them, guess what they did? All of them went and got a reading, and all of them's lifetimes was different. And I think almost all of them had a lifetime that included me. So it also gave me a broader scope of all the shit that I've done. And like I said, the universe was only revealing a few lifetimes to me, but it actually revealed many. And I feel so full. Like, you know how you go to church and you be like, I'm so full. The word just happened. I was so full. I'm still full. I'm still glowing. Literally. This message made me glow. Matter of fact, all of my friends that listened to it, that went and got the message, guy and girl, they are glowing. They are walking differently. They're talking differently. And they are just still absorbing all this information because it was just so much. It was just so much wow. Like, oh, you know, even told one of my homegirls, you was a man and you had a wife and kids. You were extremely successful. And, oh, do you have pain in your such and such leg? Yeah, I do. Oh, that's because, you know, you got injured doing this particular thing. And so you walked with a cane all the way through that lifetime. And that pain is carried on with you this lifetime. You mean to tell me? Now, I knew you could carry love through other lifetimes. And then maybe that's what it is. Because she loved somebody. I didn't know you could carry pain through another lifetime. And you could carry fears. Like she said, oh, you scared of deep, deep water. That is true. Like on a boat in the middle of the ocean, I don't want to look down there because that's intimidating. It's intimidating. It scares me. And she said, well, you were scared because you was laying down in the bottom of a boat in the ocean with a lot of uncertainty. And people were trying to kill you. And I just hush. I'm like, wow. Wow. Okay. You know, if you ever wonder why you're afraid of this and why you have a weird connection with that, and it just made so much freaking sense. I'm like, oh my God, that's why me and that oldest daughter got such a strained relationship. She's like, yeah, she didn't really like you and you didn't really like her. Oh my God. When I tell you, you know, you, if you're really interested, hit me up because I got the best medium I could find. And the information is so rich. The blessing is just incredible. You know, and then I'm sitting up here looking at my naked ass body right now. And I'm like, you know what, chick? You ain't so bad. Go get you a man and get you what you need to get. Go on ahead and play with this body a little bit more. Because your soul going to jump around, do what it need to do with its time. Go to play with it, girl. Go on and have a good time with this body. And yeah, have a good time with your body. Don't wait on the fucking body. Do what you need to do in this lifetime. And hit me up. Send me a message. Send me a DM on Instagram, on Facebook. You can even go to my website, whattanishasaid.com. My Instagram, I mean, I am so serious and I am so willing to share because I want everybody to be excited and blessed. And that is what Tanisha said. All right, now.
Completely redesigned, but Shawnee Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.